All right, this is Conscious or Crazy. I'm Conscious Set of Conscious or Crazy. Kind science, innocence, knowing what's right and what's wrong, versus a mentally unsound mind. My conscience, or am I crazy? Got an amazing, wonderful, energetic member of the family jumping in here. I definitely want her to introduce herself to the people, and what she does is very important, and I just want her to dive in on that so we can give some feedback and some intros, and then definitely dive into the conversation.
Yes, thank you so much for this space. My name is Camille Janelle, and I am a specialist in many different things. I believe that I'm a world changer. So with one moment at a time, one truth at a time, I believe that I am changing the world, and I started with mine. And that actually led into me focusing my energy on the cosmic sexuality space as I began my studies and getting into the work of how am I supposed to change the world. And of course, what came to me is go to the root. And the root is where we're all born from, which is the womb, which is sexuality. So I want to take it back there and figure out how we can spread this energy through cosmic sexuality and wellness and how they go together. So that's my spiel. That's where I am. And I'm continuing to expand on this. And I thank you so much for this space.
Definitely. So how long you been on your journey? How's your journey been as a wellness specialist? How's that?
Yes. So I've been on my journey intentionally for about 7 years now, intentionally diving into this work of self, of really understanding self fully and understanding how it all ties into our sexuality, and how sexuality also ties into every single part of our existence. Everything. Everybody's either wanting it, talking about it, thinking about it, not wanting to do it, and everyone's come from it. So the core to me is like, let's go back to the root. Okay. And the root is the sexual energy. And so over my journey, over the last 7 years, I've been just getting more consistently getting this message of me being a free spirit. I've always been really a free spirit. Anyone that would have seen me grow up into this person I am now, they would know, they would say that I was a free spirit. I typically did what I wanted to do. And when it came to my sexuality, I started to realize that I had a really different connection to my sexuality than a lot of people, meaning I had a loving connection. It wasn't more so traumatized, you know, it wasn't really a very painful experience. I had a very pure kind of connection to it. And I started to realize that pure connection to it was the space in which I'm supposed to use to teach people that have been traumatized, that have had issues, that do have a lot of pain in their sexuality, as we all do. We all go through some sense of pain when it comes to our sexuality. So it's just been like a calling that just never left. It never left. It was always a part of my existence.
definitely. I agree. You know? It definitely, like you said, we all got here from that. And, you know, it's very important, you know. And then I guess to break it down, just to walk it down for the people, what's your thoughts and what's the difference for the people between, you know, scarce energy exchange versus just, you know, sex for the people that's not aware?
Yes. Yeah. So I feel that the main difference is intent. Mm-hmm. The intent and your intention behind why are you sharing yourself sexually? Is it because you want to feel love? Is it because you like the body touch? Is it because you feel accepted by someone? Is it because you want to create a baby? You know, there's so many different intentions behind why we have sex and why we share ourselves. Whether it be, I don't want to have sex with nobody. I just want to send pictures to people when I'm naked. What is that though? What is your intent? Like, is
it, only fans, like,
is it because you like to see have people look at you? Is it a void? You know? Yeah. is to me, I feel like the intention of sexuality will totally transform how we do sex. For me, what I'm finding is sexuality could be creating something, you know, it could be formulating an energy toward your own thoughts, you know, it could be making a song, creating healing, you know, it could be so many different things. But what we're taught is to just focus on the body, focus on the touch, focus on the feeling. It feels good. But shit, for most people, I understand sex was not something that felt good right away, especially for women. So it's like, what is it that you really, what do you intend to get out of this experience?
Yeah, I feel like you kind of touched on, you know, the feeling of doing a lot of things kind of similar to like dopamine. You know, people get a dopamine high off the, you know, the alert on a phone, they get 20 text messages. Mm-hmm. It's a dopamine high of like creating things, like creating a website. You get a high from that. You know, get a high from creating music or a little bit of everything. Writing, some people love to write. You know, mm-hmm. definitely diving into that. Yeah, I feel like that's definitely, you know, any scarce energy is definitely important, you know, in people today, you know, exchange with so many people and wonder why things, they get a bad influence, you know.
Absolutely.
Occur, you know, but yeah, well, yeah, it's definitely a thin line, you know, it's going
Very.
On. But yeah, do you feel like zodiac signs kind of tie into, you know, the scarce energy exchange and the intent of some people? So I'm a sage. We get a bad rep, I'm gonna be honest.
Absolutely. I personally do not tie too much to the specifics of the zodiac when it comes to relating to the human experience, because what I find is that we're all very vast in those zodiac spectrums. But absolutely, they tie into it. And I'm really happy that people are starting to learn their full chart, because it's allowing people to really understand that you're not just one thing. Exactly. And when you're realizing that you're not just one thing, then you get to expand how you've been exchanging energy. Why this balance doesn't work? Why is this balance becoming conflicting? Why is this balance bringing me trauma? How come this man makes me feel healed and safe? How come this you know what I mean? Like, when you start to really understand how the stars line up to your being, that's all sexual. That's all sexual. The universe then has sex and has you somewhere in the stars.
Yeah, past relationships. Like, yeah, we're not aligned. And I think I should lay off Aquarius, a certain Aquarius. Like, I got to chart, understand who I'm dealing with.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
It's all about balance.
Yeah. So I guess, how can we get back to finding the balance, I guess, with our mind? And then we, of course, we could tie it back into, you know, scarce energy exchange. And I guess, what was the process of you learning the difference between scarce energy exchange? Because I've been on this journey like probably 6 years now, you know, college finally tapped into like, yeah, I shouldn't just exchange with anybody.
Absolutely.
I got affected the worst way. Like, man, funk, like, I got, man, like, definitely Mo Better Blues. I had all of it.
You know what I'm saying? For me, do you have children?
No children, no.
So for me, it had a lot to do with the creation of the whole being in my womb. Okay. It really, I was already very intentional about withholding my energy if I didn't feel that you should have access to my sexuality. I was already kind of on a really good slope. And people would, early in my adulthood, early in my sexuality, people would kind of shy away from my being when I chose to interact differently. I had standards. Let me say it like that. I'm like, just because, like, oh my God, he's fine. Why are you not talking to him? Girl, I would have did this to him. I ain't feeling it. Okay, I'm not feeling it, so I'm not going to do it. But when it came to me creating from my own womb, I had to look hard and long at my sexual experiences and how I was sharing energy. And I didn't define that as being scarce, which is the crazy thing. I truly thought I chose an energy that was worthy of my whole womb, right? And it started to make me realize there's something in the spirituality of sex that we have been missing deeply. And I'll be damned if I go back into a space where I'm sharing something that I envision being a very sacred space, which is the womb. That's so sacred. That's why people, men and women, are traumatized so much from that area being violated, because it's the most sacred space that we have in our physical bodies, right?
Not so everybody deserves it.
What'd you say?
I said not everybody deserves it. And even the womb, you look it up, it's AKA means the matrix, you know. People on this, yeah, you know, do the etymology on that. You know, absolutely. So it's important, you know, you just can't change energy and then he wasn't the right one. Now, you know, you're left alone. Like,
you gotta look at yourself, right?
Too much, man. Yeah.
So I find that you have to look at yourself and really dive into the root. Like I said, when we first started, it's the root. It's the root. So you got to look at your root. And I started to really pay attention to how I've been exchanging energy. Sometimes it's just lust. Sometimes, yeah, I feel love. Sometimes I just want the feeling, the physical feeling. It feels good. And the more I started to evolve my sexuality, the better it felt. So it's like, this feels good. I'm getting the hang of this. This feels good. But then I started to realize, okay, this feels really good, but there's something deeper inside of me that wants to be recognized. And I started to really pay attention to how my energy would be sparked from just hugs and touches.
Yeah.
And touch. Intimacy, right? Without even being inside. And sometimes I would go months without having any sexual interaction. And people be like, how come you're so sexual? Because I've always been vocal about my sexual appetite. How come you're so sexual, but you can go this long without it? Because that's not all sex. Sex is not always the body. Sometimes sexuality is about not having sex with your body. Sometimes you have to just be with yourself and touches. Not let anyone inside of you or not be inside of a person as a man.
Oh yeah. The mind, you know, the love languages, you know, that can spark, you know, sexuality, you know, it, without having to do the activity. But you mentioned a good subject. You mentioned, you put out a word out there, sexual appetite.
Mm.
You know? And then it's a difference between sexual appetite and sex drive. You know, some people don't understand why, like, yo, he's cheating on me again. His sexual appetite is very high. That means he's hungry all the time. He loves you, but he's just hungry. He got to eat. So
yes.
When you're not around, like, yo, I got to eat. So, like, I got to go somewhere. McDonald's open.
And then get into the root of that love. And that's what the root. You made me think about something earlier when you said the dopamine. We're chasing that, right? We're chasing that thing that feeds that appetite, okay? For example, let me use food. People love food. I believe food is a very sexual fucking process. And people, I feel like, don't really understand that, but they're going to understand it. The more, the way that we crave that fried chicken, those French fries, is the similar way that we crave certain sexual things, the touch. Both of them can be harmful for us. Both of them can be damaging to us. But because we remember how it made us feel emotionally, we're craving something that might not be that healthy for our overall being because of the pattern of that craving. Oh, when I was feeling sad, I remember when I had sex with this person, it made me feel better. Yeah. So now I'm equating the feeling of sex being something that solves this other feeling, but not really fixing that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with the food. How many, everybody got a connection to food. Everybody got some type of addiction to food. And that's what I'm leading to. You made me think about like an addict.
Yeah.
What do they say about dope fiends, right? The first hit you get, you will never get that feeling again. You'll be chasing that same first hit forever, but you're now hooked. Because that first hit was fucking astronomical, right? I want that. I want that again. A lot of times we're literally approaching sexuality the same exact way.
Yeah.
I remember that one time where the sex was amazing. It was fucking astonishing, right? Now, if we moved on from that partner, I'm still chasing that same thing. So I'm going to fuck this person. I'm going to be over here with this person. That ain't it. I'm going to keep looking for it. I'm going to keep looking for that hit. But sometimes you ever heard of a plateau? Sometimes we reach a plateau. You can't go further because the hit you're looking for is inside here.
Exactly.
The hit you're looking for is in your womb. It's in your testosterone energy. And the prostate, you know, it's inside of you. You're looking for something that only you and your own healing at the root can solve. You are not going to be able to solve it with that chicken. You're not going to be able to get to the root of that trauma eating your mom's mashed potatoes because your mom's mashed potatoes makes you feel at home and make you feel safe. If you're not addressing the actual root cause of the emotional feeling that leads you to having sex because it feels good. Yeah, it feels good. A lot of things feel good that ain't good, though. A whole lot of things feel good that ain't good for us. You feel that?
Definitely, definitely. I feel like some people use sex, you know, scarce energy exchange as a escapism, you know. You know, they want a high, like you said, like some people use drugs, you know, to get that high to escape the stresses of life or escape things that they're not dealing with or looking in the mirror. You know, they want that escapism, you know, so they use sex as escapes. Like, all right, cool. I feel good now. And then they go back to reality. Oh, dang. Like,
absolutely. So
that addict definitely can, you know, develop, you know, KOD. We need to kill our demons. Definitely. And it's definitely serious.
Can you define scarce energy exchange in your perspective for the people?
I think I've got what you got, but I
like that, the wording that you're using.
Is definitely important energy, because I realized, like, I mean, I think everybody realized, like, after that, you know, the act is over, it's like, yo, it's like, well, I'm kind of drained, like, yo, it's like, so it's a strictly us is changing energy together. It's a collection of energy, and of course, the etymology of it is kind of like a ritual, you know. This is an event, it's an activity. You know, it's important. It's a special activity. And, you know, and I feel like in today's society, we took the special out of it. Like, it's not came too watered down. We got websites of it, you know, et cetera. Like, it's not important. It's not special as its origins is, you know. It's, you know, we're supposed to make a baby. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at now. Like, yeah, all right, cool. Like, I'm ready to make kids or find a person, because I feel like that's what it's about. Sometimes we haven't found these individuals exchanging this energy, mm-hmm. but these people are not even good for us. They're temporary people, you know.
Right.
And I mean.
And I like that. I want to touch on that for a moment, because that's something I feel that is heavily misconstrued as well, because sexuality and the energy of cosmic sexuality is for procreation. Procreation is not just for a baby. And I feel that a lot of people misconstrue that. And because the society made us believe that procreation is only for creating a child is a physical manifestation of what the universe can create when two of the souls are aligned in the sexual space. However, procreating with someone and creating something from the womb and with someone else is not just a physical child. It can be a business, mm-hmm. a fucking new world, new ideas. It can be healing. It can be whatever you want it. The arts. Creating is about being a part of the God energy of the ultimate creator, right? Exactly. We are one. We are him. We are her. The creation is not just about that. And I feel like this needs to be discussed a lot, because I feel a lot of people get discouraged because they don't want to create a baby yet.
Exactly.
So they then kind of stray away from tapping into the sexuality with other people, but in a way that's not really balanced, because the creation of energy is always happening. You could be creating toxic energy. You can be creating loving energy. You
conversations.
Can be creating chaos.
Yeah,
you
words.
Can be creating healing. You know, you can be creating something that's manifesting as greatness or manifesting as more trauma.
Exactly.
All of that's created when you're sharing your sexual energy. Like you said, scarce energy exchange. we're sharing sexual energy when we're talking. This is sexual energy, honestly. And when I say that to people, people are like, oh, wait a minute, I got a wife. We're sharing cosmic energy all the time.
Oh, yeah.
When you put the sexuality in front of it, it just puts a different intimacy to it. This is a sacred, intimate space for a conversation around cosmic sexual energy. Naturally, this is a sexual energy space because we're talking about the energy of sexuality. Therefore, everyone here is interested in birthing something new within themselves. Something new is birthing, whether they know it or not, or the universe is pushing them to rebirth something new with this conversation. And I don't know how much you're into the stars and stuff, but
stars align.
How are you familiar with the lunar eclipse that just passed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's an energy that we're in still. I feel we're coming out of it, but it's still vibrating through people in the frequency. Because you know we're all on different time scales in the world as well, so these energies are still with us. And the lunar eclipse is a very strong energy that comes with rebirth, death, and rebirth. And being re-energized. And if anyone's in here feeling extra sexual right now, you feeling extra heightened in that energy, it's not always about you having sex with someone.
Exactly.
That sexual energy could be something inside of you that's trying to be ignited for a mission you're on, a project you have to complete, a job you have to release, because it's about being dying and being relived, being rebirthed at the same time. That's the energy win. And that's all cosmic. That's all in your cosmic sexual space. What do you feel about that?
It's definitely true. And, you know, you mentioned intimacy, you know, into me, see, you know.
Yes.
You know,
into
and,
me, you see is what I call it. Into me, you see.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's about truth and really relationships exposed, you know, like, you know, you can tell who's about, you know, about what it is, about the truth. And you can tell who's fronting, you know, who's there for that activity, who's supposed to be in and out of your life. And people got to realize it, you know, definitely. But yeah,
go ahead, my bad.
Yeah, what's your, how can we align our mind? And you said your body as well, you know, I feel like it kind of ties into the chakra and also to tie it back a little bit. You know, prostate, you mentioned prostate, like us doing this activity, overdoing this activity can cause problems in the body, you know,
absolutely.
Prostate, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about balance and it's all about exchanging energy, you know, positively, purposely, you know, and that's what it's all about. Like you said, words are definitely swords, you know, so
absolutely
got to use your words wisely. I'm definitely on that now, like definitely understand how, you know, a high can brighten up somebody's day, you know, or no yelling.
Absolutely.
Just yelling, saying no, or just, you know, even not even verbal, you know, just looks, you know, it's so much energy, you know, without even words we exchange.
Absolutely.
You know, feeling and everything. It's definitely important to be positive about your intentions, and you know, so some people are reckless about their intentions, so you get this constant cycle that I feel like we're in right now. But yeah,
I think you were saying, how do we align our bodies to the purpose of this, right?
Yeah,
I believe one of the main things, which is very difficult for a lot of people to do, because we're very sexual nature by default, is to take a break from it. Take a break from the areas that you're over addicted to. For example, if you're a rapid and a consistent masturbator, if you are consistently having sex and it now kind of feels like a chore, if you're not having sex at all, tap into some intimacy. Sometimes what I find, especially as a woman, sometimes we just do not want you inside of us, but that doesn't mean that we don't want you a part of our sexual process. And I feel that we need to redirect kind of how we're using our sexual energy. So if you notice you're consistently having sex the same way, After a while, sex can start to get stale. It does.
Routine.
Meaning, you're kind of doing this. Yeah, it's fun, but you're kind of doing the same thing, if in a way. You know what I mean? Kind of doing the same thing. Spark it up a bit. Sometimes it takes a little, you got to take a break from doing it just to see it, what you want from it. And so that you can actually say, you know what? I don't like that. I do love this. And I would love this. For example, instead of you going down on me, I would love to for you to give me a massage and don't want anything from it. I just want a full body massage from head to toe, rub my crown to my toes, right?
It gives you those feelings as well, you know, the touch, like the back.
It matters, right?
Exactly.
Touch me, but don't be inside me, right? And then it could be something like if you're, because I know a lot of men, what I'm learning through my studies and the men I've been talking to, is a lot of men masturbate a lot. So masturbation is good.
Sexual activity.
Right? It's good. Because a lot of men I know, they're masturbating so that they can refrain from being sexual with the wrong energies. But then it becomes kind of an addiction, right? They switch their addiction somewhere else. So with that, give me an example. Instead of masturbating so much, especially if you're ejaculating, because that's a whole nother story. Semen retention is very, very real. So if you're ejaculating all the time, I tell men that are seeking advice about this, don't try not to release. I'm not saying don't touch yourself. I think you're supposed to touch yourself. I believe in that, but not obsessively and in an addiction and consistently releasing your seeds. Those seeds are powerful. And if you keep them within you, they will empower you inwardly.
Exactly.
So it's just redirection. I feel every person will redirect their sexual energy different. And this is something that I do offer with my wellness packages as well, for people to begin to see what it is they need to redirect, because every single being is different. We have people that are asexual, okay? Yeah. Asexuality, for anyone in the room that might not know, are people that do not get aroused in sexual manners in a typical way at all. They do not have the urge to want to connect and be all lovey-dovey and have people inside of them. They have no interest in that at all whatsoever. Their sexuality could be like, give me some food that I like.
Yeah, some people, you know, attract.
That's how they receive the love and energy.
Yeah, like,
that's the redirection. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like several levels of intimacy. We touched on that emotional intimacy. Like, I was talking to somebody, he's like, just lacking emotional intimacy. Like, oh, that's crazy. Yeah, I can see that. Men get a bad rap on that. And some men, you know, some men get taken advantage of being emotional.
Absolutely.
You got like 10 more minutes, but
I saw that. And I was just about to say, if we can use those last few minutes, if you're open to this, I would love to hear from the people that are here. If they have any questions or any statements to add, I would love to open the space for that, because I have a really dope energy here who's also a sexual specialist in her own rights. And if she has anything to say, I would love to hear something, but anybody can say anything right now and open the floor.
It's multiple levels of intimacy, creative, sexual, emotional, intellectual. So people got to take that into consideration, definitely. And definitely everybody kick it as well, kick some knowledge.
So if anyone has any questions or anything they would like to add to this space, this is recorded and will be heard other places once we're done, so that other people can get some insight as well. So if you have any, fine. If you don't, we're going to release it right here. Anybody? I see you, Jamila. What are you laughing at?
Be shy.
Well, I'm going to speak since you saw me laughing. Hey.
Hello.
Peace, I know peace. I came in a little late, but what I heard is so amazing, so true. Right now, I know I'm in a space where I'm just, you know, I'm chilling right now. Like, I'm truly chilling. I'm choosing not to date. I'm choosing not to do anything. I'm just pouring into, you know, myself. I'm pouring into my business. And I'm just pouring into my work, and I'm pouring into my friendships and building that community and stuff. That's my space right now. And it's been feeling good, you know, like I'm not tired, I'm not drained. I'm learning how to build my relationships better by saving myself, as well as learning through tutoring and trying to be a better friend and a better daughter, like, and just be a better me for me. So everything you're saying, I definitely 100% agree with. When you tap out, you just hold so much power within yourself. Like, yes, you rediscover yourself by, you know, not sharing yourself with people or overly exposing yourself to folks.
Yeah.
The world we live in right now, like, you really got to be careful, because when you lay down, you really will get up with fleas. Like,
yeah.
It's at an all-time high. Conscious
are crazy.
Say that.
Like, conscious are crazy.
You could just sit in a car with the wrong person. You'd be like, where
and you pick up something.
This?
Yes. So imagine what we're picking up when we're laying down.
Yeah.
It's so laying down with your womb, your mind, your body. You're in the bed. That's a lot of energy exchange. A lot.
It is crazy. So
yes, thank you, love, for sharing that, for real.
You're welcome. I really love this space too. So thank you for inviting me.
We got to keep doing this. Anybody else?
Kind of say, well, thank you so much for inviting me to this. It was just very informative. I don't know if you guys know, I am a sex worker, and I am also kind of in the stages of kind of healing sexual trauma, but also basking in sexual liberation, especially for Black women. You know, our bodies have been, you know, used and abused and exploited. And we haven't really had any time for self-pleasure at any time since we got to these, you know, hells of America. So I definitely really appreciate all of your guys' insights, because it's truly healing for me and therapeutic, you know, especially on this journey of self-discovery and just, you know, really being able to bask in being a sensual woman, you know, and being able to kind of balance that energy, especially displaced energy. So, Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much for
sharing. Thank you, Tyra, for coming.
Definitely appreciate you tapping in with it.
Yes, love. Thank you. I'm really intrigued by meeting her. Like she said, she's a sex worker. And I've always been very open to just understanding sexuality of all fields and welcoming all people. And I intend to continue to create safe spaces for all people to liberate themselves and their sexuality more than anything. Because that space is freeing. It helps us become who we need to be. Because it's not just about fucking. It's not.
It's actually this show I was watching. It's called The Wonder Years. And so all of a sudden, the young son, he goes downstairs and he finds some magazines. And it's like, so it's some dirty magazines for the people, some Playboy, some Playgirl, some magazines. And he goes to his pops, like, yo, like he actually takes them to school. And then all of a sudden, he gets in trouble. Principal find out, his dad comes to the office. So yeah, we ain't gonna tell nobody about this. We ain't gonna tell your mother. And then to tie it back, it goes down the line. And then his mother finds out. Eventually, his mother finds out, and then find out it was his mother's magazines in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's
it needs to be talked about.
It needs to be talked about, and people be scared too. It's like we kind of talk about it's a lot of time, like finance. Like, yo, we don't talk about it. It's like, hey man, how's your budget, man? It's cool. Like, hey man, you could save more than $100 a month, man. I'm just saying, get out of my face. Like, hey man, I was just, all right. I'm gonna be over here.
right.
Yeah.
But I feel that you wanted to add something. Oh, go ahead, Tyler.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wanted to add to that a little bit. In terms of what you said earlier with, you know, just Black men and semen retention, I feel like that is so important, especially when it comes to discipline, because it's like if you don't have discipline with your sexual energy, you don't have discipline in your family, your finances, economically. Absolutely. And I feel like once Black men can tap into that energy, I forgot what tribe it was, but it was a very prominent tribe in Africa where the warriors would legit retain from, you know, any sexual anything to be able to go out and battle and conquer nations. So I feel like the sexual trauma with Black men, especially with them being fetishized, is definitely you know, a topic that needs to be discussed more.
I totally agree. One of the aims I'm going to
do
when I started to talk to more men, that's the first thing I talk to them about, love. retaining that semen. That's why the example I use with masturbation, a lot of the common things I find with men is that they are ejaculating often when they're doing it. That's why I'm like, you just redirect it a bit and try to refrain from that and see how it makes you feel by touching yourself still, but holding off on that ejaculation of your semen, because that's where the energy force is. We do have 2.5 minutes, and I don't know if Emil was trying to say something because you unmuted. Were you trying to say something, love?
Yeah, boxers do that too. They hold out.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I wasn't.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, no. I wasn't, but I did enjoy the knowledge that was given. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here and tapping in last minute.
Yeah, definitely appreciate everybody. And it needs to be an ongoing conversation, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a serious thing, you know, exchanging shouldn't be taken lightly, you know, shouldn't be taken advantage of. So I definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're here for it. We're all here for it. And that's what personally, one of the things that I plan to do and I am doing is, like I said, I'm creating spaces where I can intentionally one-on-one help people with their healing in their cosmic sexuality space. And of course, in their womb space, couples, individuals, and families for wellness, not sexuality. But eventually that I do plan to have courses and spaces where we can educate from even the children all the way up, maybe using consent as a language and things like that and boundaries. But not to obviously, hey, look at this sex scene. Absolutely not. Yeah. But we need to talk about it. And I feel that I'm really grateful for you to creating this space where I can talk about something that I'm working on in my own mission, because I know we need this. I know it has to happen. I know it's time. And the more we have this conversation with someone else, the more we can build it together and really grow in a new energy around sexuality and be liberated in that. So thank you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Conscious of crazy, positive energy activates constant elevation. Appreciate y'all, family. Definitely.
And I'm Camille Janelle, with One Truth at a Time, One Space at a Time. I am changing the world, and I started with mine. And you can find me everywhere at Camille Janelle, everywhere. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great
Thank
weekend.
You so much, love. Peace Thank to you all. Peace, have a great, peace. Great Saturday.
Peace. Bless.
Bless.